How do you define a kind of modern day priestess? Because is that what you would call yourself?
Yeah, I would. What that means to me is someone who is working with ancient modalities and bringing them into the present. So in this process of evolution, which I feel like we're just coming back to old ways of being and knowing and healing and getting in contact with ourselves, nature, and all of life. So that's from family constellations, ancestral healing, or using plants and herbs. And
it does all seem to kind of be working its way back into society, doesn't it? All this ancestral knowledge. So tell us a little bit about family constellations and what it is, how it works.
Okay, great. Well, how it works, I can't really explain. We're working in the morphogenic field where we call it the knowing field. So that's where all information is stored. So I worked with a teacher once, and he explained that 75% of what we carry, as in blockages or things that keep us stuck or even illnesses and serious health issues, 75% is ancestral. As if you think about our genetics and epigenetics, I think it was 11 generations back, there's 4,096 ancestral stories, genetics, DNA in our bones and in our blood.
Wow.
So we carry all this information in our cells. So what Family Constellations does is it looks back to see where the life flow or life force energy may be stuck in terms of healing and what has not been processed, looked at, felt, or freed within the family line.
Wow. So this is going back. How far do people tend to go back into their families?
Well, it's pretty interesting what comes up, because I have the great thing of what I love is also a modern day priestess is bringing back shamanism. So having one eye inside and one eye out and being able to trust the internal knowing and the impulse on what the field is telling you. So in this way, I've gone back in constellations to bringing back pharaohs into the room.
Wow.
And having to clear energy where it was still affecting the family members on how to attract love.
How do you guide someone through this? How do you begin to explore this with an individual?
Well, I work both one-on-one and with groups. Mm-hmm. So groups is really fascinating. I think I love groups because there's such an energy that happens. So let's say you come in for a session, you're like, Tara, I just can't move forward in my life and I keep attracting the same relationship over and over and over again. I'm like, okay, so tell me a little bit about your family. So I want to know facts only. Mm-hmm. So I ask about war, migration, miscarriages, abortions, secrets, murder, affairs, divorce.
Wow.
All of those things make a huge impact on every single soul within the family soul unit. Mm. So if you come to me with this modern problem, right? This issue, you're like, please help me. So we'd come in a group setting. I'd say, tell me the facts. So you tell me the facts. I say, okay. Kind of have intuition turned on, and I say, let's have a look at your mom and your dad. Okay, cool. So you choose someone out of the group to represent you, your mom, and your dad. And let's say I'll put up the broken relationship pattern, and I'll also put up within the group field the beautiful relationship, the loving relationship. And then we'll just wait. So we open up the field to ask the question and create sacred space. So ask all the ancestors to come forward who want their story to be heard so the life force can flow back to you. Because it can be something old that's running you. Mm. So let's say two generations back, there was migration story and they were so heartbroken about leaving their country that they carried that heartbreak. And out of loyalty to your great, great, grandmother, you decided to feel this heartbreak and this longing for home, and you could never find security here, which could in you be
impact modern day.
Yeah. And your relationship.
Wow. This is so, so interesting. I would never think to look further back. I think people are very obsessed with themselves and with the now in today's society. Yes.
Well, that's a whole different topic, isn't it?
Absolutely. We could go on about that for quite a while. So now you're facilitating a one-day workshop in Sydney.
Yes.
What will that look like? What can people expect from that?
What can they can expect a whole lot of magic and unknowing. Like, for me, what I love, it's an experiment. So where's the energy and what's going to happen? And the good thing, let's say if you came for that constellation, you sit on the sidelines and you watch all of this play out.
Yeah.
So if the energy is with your mother and it's with her mother and her father, I pull them in. You choose people to represent them.
Yeah.
And you'll sit on the sidelines while you watch the story unfold and you'll be amazed. So the people who are representing your family, you'll be like, oh my goodness, that's exactly what my father would say.
Oh, wow.
And then let's say it was his father who carried this trauma also, let's say, of war or migration. Mm. And we just start to move the energy so people will start to be become quite emotional, not in terms of very dramatic, but, oh, I feel something. So what the healing looks like is I would bring in healing sentences because it's a psychotherapy based modality.
Yeah.
And we would work with healing sentences, or I'm also a medium, so I would use healing voices or rattle with shamanism to help move the energy.
Gosh.
And then people have a big cathartic experience.
What a patchwork of things to bring in as well.
Yeah.
What a very holistic patchwork of things to bring in. Do you think people who aren't necessarily, who are part of that wider group and maybe working to represent the person who is being focused on, do you think they have an experience that's moving or cathartic or anything?
There is no way around it.
Yeah.
And I saw someone last night at that beautiful ecstatic dance party and they were telling me, oh my God, I was in a constellation and I was representing someone and it was the exactly same story as my mother and father.
Yeah, wow.
So there's no mistakes.
Yeah, wow. Right? That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. It sounds like a really interesting thing to explore and something that I feel like a lot of people could really sink their teeth into as well. It sounds like something you could really spend quite a lot of time sinking your teeth into.
Yeah, absolutely. But in regards to time, let's say you go to a psychotherapist for 10 years, they won't even touch the sides of what this modality will touch and heal. And it works very fast and quick. And it works on your whole family
at
the same time.
You can call mom afterwards and be like, mom.
No, you don't have to because you don't have to say a word. Your mom will call you and be like, hi, honey, I love you and da-da-da. Like, so it works on the knowing field, the morphogenic field, to shift things beyond your conscious mind.
Wow.
I've had people in the constellation that we're working on have a family member call them and that family member hasn't been in touch for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's insane. It sounds very, very, very interesting, Tara. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there because we're out of time. But thank you so much for joining us
this
morning.
It's a pleasure.